Well, let us go before the I welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning, and we should all have a song for this season. But right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for this day. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praises shall continually be in my mouth. And God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We all shall rejoice in it, God. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line that called in this morning to receive a word from you, Lord. God, we lift you up. We praise you. We adore you. We recognize who you are and what you are within us, God. And we recognize you that we want to be like Elizabeth's baby. We want to leap at the sound of your name, God, and give you praise. God, we thank you for the speaker that's coming up before us this morning, that you will anoint them, speak with their mouth, Lord, think with their mind, and deliver your message to the heart of your people that's waiting to hear. God, we thank you for Artist International, that company that brought us together so that we can come together each and every morning to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praise. And we thank you for your two obedient servants, that when you place it upon their heart to have this call, God, that they were obedient and said yes. So we're praising you and thanking you, God, and we thank them too, God, because they have been such a blessing to the masses. God, we ask that you continue this book to bless each and every one on this call as we lift you up, give you glory, give you praise, and yet when we have a song in our heart for you, for you've been good to us, you have smiled on me, God, and you have set me free, and I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you honor. And I give you glory in your matchless name, Jesus. Amen and amen. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call. And right now, I'm going to turn the call over to our most capable host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. God bless you and take it away.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Jackie. I am so grateful this morning. Good morning. Thank you for greeting and this morning with that tag, lift up our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are thanking you this morning and that powerful prayer. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. In October 2010, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon started this call. They had a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Well, you know, we have a website. I am so excited. A website. www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages has been archived, as well as our bios on our speakers. The theme for the year of 2018 is, through me, supernatural expectation demonstrate revelation is being fulfilled and seen. If you be fed to live by the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry, as a greeter, which is Minister Jackie just did, a host as I'm doing right now, or share a word from the Lord, you can even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to the info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will contact you. Our phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the De Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now Artist Life, greeting great products, helping the world become healthier. The morning motivation call, held Monday through Friday after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of a wonderful products. The number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617#. I repeat, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617#. Well, we have a bypass number. If you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS, you can use the bypass number. It's 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged for the call. So this morning, today is Inspirational Awareness Wednesday. So we are so grateful this morning. We have a dynamic two duo. Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan will be doing the call this morning. So today's topic is opium addiction. Opium addiction, that is a big one. That is really a thing right now that's going just haywire here in America. So we want to be everyone to plug into that call and please share it with your team that they can be on that call also. So we're going to share with you, come on down. We are so excited. We'll be going to the conference in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, everyone tell your team, your friend, your family, let's go to Las Vegas for the extravaganza. So we're excited. And it's going to be March the 29th through the 31st. So get ready to go to Las Vegas. So we're excited. You'll be so glad that you did. So let me just say, and check your back office for the information. Go to your back office. And I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I will be sharing with you Minister Tiffany, which is going to bring us the word this morning. I'm so excited to hear her. We're going to have a few points. I'm not going to be go to the website and we can really review her bio. She's our songbird here on the Master's Call. She's graduated from California State University in Long Beach, California. She's earned her BS degree in criminal justice in 1999. She is a single, saved, satisfied with Jesus. Amen. She's a mother of son Kalon. She's currently employed by the City of Culver in the Transportation Department. Without further ado, I don't want to hold you back anymore because we are going to hear some beautiful information this morning from Minister Tiffany Lardell. But if you want any more information on her, you can go to the website, www.themasterscall.net, and read up on her bio. Without further ado, I want to introduce the son, producer of my friend, the pastor, the minister, Tiffany Lardell. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that wonderful introduction of me. And thank you so much to you, Minister Jackie, for seating us and greeting us on this day and opening us up in prayer. God bless you. And thank you guys for serving us in excellence. Well, God morning to each of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call. I thank God for being here today. I thank him for his presence here on the call, and I thank him that he has chosen me to be the vessel to bring a message to you on this day and in this season, December the 19th, 2018, Wednesday. And so I definitely thank God for what he's doing. We are 12 days away from a new year. And so on last week, my sister Brenda talked to you guys about it is your season. This is your season. Your season is now. And before I go into that message, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it was not for your yes, and if it was not for your willingness to be the iron that sharpens me, then I would not be here today on this platform. So I thank you. I praise God for you and for you guys loving me unconditionally. back into the word that God has given me today for each and every single one of you. I just simply want to let you know that this morning that it is your winning season. And everything, whatever way you want to say it, everything, everything attached to you wins. Let's look at the Bible and turn to Isaiah 60, verse 1, where the scripture reads, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." I'm going to say that again. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." It is your winning season, and everything attached to you, it wins. So let's define the word win. Win means, number one, to be successful or victorious in a contest or in conflict. Number two, to acquire or secure as a result of a contest, conflict, bet, or other endeavor. So I just want you to know this morning that it is your winning season and everything attached to you wins. Synonyms for the word win are to take, to be the victor in, to be the winner, to be triumphant in, to be successful, to secure, to gain. So we are currently in our holiday Christmas season of the year. So many people are out shopping. So many people are out spending money. Some are still trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to spend the money and where they're going to get the money from. And some are already stressed out and depressed because they don't think they need to do what other people expect them to do, so they get weary in the well-doing. But I just came on here just for a moment to let you know, do not be depressed, do not be distressed, do not be discouraged, because in every single thing that you do, you win. Why? Because the Bible tells you that God gives you the strength to do all things. So if your strength comes from God and he gives you the strength to do all things, then you have to rest assured in your mind, in your spirit, in your body, in your soul that you win, that you are not defeated, that you are victorious, that you are more than a conqueror. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, but thanks be to God who always, A-L-W-A-Y-S, leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of knowledge of him in every, again, that word, E-V-E-R-Y, in every place. So that means in every single area of your life, you win. See, we cannot allow people to hinder us from what God has already predestined, which is inside of us. For greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So if greater resides in you, then you are not defeated. You are a winner. You walk in victory. You walk in success in every single area of your life, in every single business endeavor that you step into, in every single place of employment that you go to, in every single step that you make, you win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arise. This is your season to get up. This is your season to wake up. This is your season to rise up. This is the season to get up off of your knees and stand tall and stand firm on the word of God and know that his promises are true. And his promises are still yes and amen. And miracles have not expired. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a miracle in store for you. No, you don't have to wait and prepare for 2019 because God is already doing newer and greater things right now, but it requires you to do some work. Colossians 3, 23 and 24 says, "Work hard and cheerfully at all you do, just as though you were serving the Lord." He is the one you are really working for. So don't get it twisted. yes, I may be going to a place of employment in the city of Culver City, but ultimately it was God who opened up the door for me. He opened up the door for me for a reason. And maybe I may be there and I may not have known what the reason is. But you know what? In that, I still am required to work hard. Faith requires my faith. Faith requires corresponding activity. So if I'm believing God and I'm stepping out in faith, then I must put in some work. Woo, glory to God. So you got to change your mindset. You got to change your motivation. You got to, you know, close your ears to some conversations of people who are always, again, bringing that negative and sarcastic and judgmental stuff to you. No, you don't have to take that. Be an encourager. Switch that situation around. Last month, we were being thankful. We were not complaining about anything, and you still should not be complaining about anything, but you should be thankful and give God the praise for everything. Jackie said this morning today, what is your song for this season? Well, my song for this season is I Will Win. Jacalyn Carr says, you will win. You will win. Why? Because it's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. And everything attached to me wins. 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 It's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. It's my winning season. And everything attached to me wins. Everything attached to me wins. Everything attached to me wins. So you could go back and listen to that whole song, Jacalyn Carr. We win. We win. And everything, we win. So be encouraged, TMC family. You win in every single thing. Don't let what the doctor said come against you. You stand firm on the word of God and know in that thing you win. Don't let anybody hinder you or no naysayers come and tell you that you're not a leader. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. The Lord made you a masterpiece. He equipped you with every single thing that you need. And the devil is a liar and the truth ain't in him. When people come and tell you who you are not, no, you tell them, I am a child of the Most High King. And the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him for you telling me what you just told me. That's what you tell them. Be bold. Stand firm on the word of God. And if they don't like it, too bad. They'll get over it. And you just tell them, you know why? Because I'm awesome and I can't help it. I win, and I can't help it. I am victorious, and I can't help it in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you a few declarations that I want you to stand on as we continue through these next 12 days, and I'm taking this from the book by Dr. Cindy Trim, Hello Tomorrow, The Transformational Power of Vision. It's her latest book that just came out, and I just want to read these affirmation and declarations to you. And I pray that you would go back and listen to this recording and write them down and take them with you these next 12 days, just repeating them and affirming them and decreeing and declaring them into the atmosphere. The first one, you are my portion. Therefore, I hope in you. Lamentations 3:24. Lord, you are my strength and shield. My heart trusts you and I am helped. Psalms 28:7. Anything I do or accomplish is not by my might or by my power, but by your spirit. Zechariah 4:6. You have given me power to prevail. Matthew 16:8. You bless the world. You bless the works of my hands. Deuteronomy 28:12. Let your word dwell richly in me in all wisdom. Colossians 3:16. I know the thoughts you think toward me are good and that all things work together for my good. Jeremiah 29:11 and Romans 8:28. Even youths faint and are weary, and young men utterly fall. But I wait upon the Lord. I renew my strength. I mount up with wings as eagles. I run and do not grow weary. I walk and do not faint. Isaiah 40:30-31. The Spirit himself bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. And if a child, then an heir and God, and a joint heir with Christ. If indeed I suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory, hallelujah, which shall be revealed in me, Romans 8:16-18. I stand fast in the liberty by which Christ made me free, Galatians 5:1. There is surely a future hope for me, and my hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23:18. I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I am fully convinced that what God promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. Romans 4:21. Now to him, glory to God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, Jesus, according to the power that works in me. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Ephesians 3:20-21. For yours, hallelujah, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew 6:13. I'm going to tell you, we are blessed by the best. And it is our winning season, and everything attached to us, it wins. And I just want to let you know that you have 10 eternal gifts of Christmas that Jesus gave each and every single one of you. So if you don't get a physical gift under your tree, you have already been blessed abundantly with the gift of salvation, the peace that passes all understanding. You've been blessed by God with provision. There is a direct line between you and God. Joy, God has given you the gift of joy. He has given you heaven on earth. He has given you family and friends. He has given you the gift of grace. He has given you the gift of healing, and he has given you abundant life. And if that is not enough, then I don't know what's wrong with you. That is more than enough. Our God is that amazing. And I'm just telling you, get prepared, get positioned, start writing the stuff down now. You still can win. You are winning today. You don't have to wait to 2019 to win. Win in 2018. Watch the manifestations of God. If you didn't get it done in January, you can still get it done today, December 19, 2018. Get it done. Just do it. That Nike sign says, just do it. But Jesus just said, just do it. I've been waiting for you just to do it. You've been sitting there whimpering, moaning, complaining, mumbling, sitting in a place of stagnation. No, no, no. Now it's time for you to just knock it off, for real. Knock it off. Yep, sis, I'm talking to you. Yes, brother, I'm talking to you. Stand up. Stand tall. Stand firm. Trust God. Get out of your own self's way and really stay in your lane. Stop trying to tell everybody else what they need to do. Just do you right now. For these next 12 days, do you. Why? Because you win. It is your winning season, and everything attached to you wins. I love each and every single one of you. May God continue to bless you. May he continue to elevate you. And I celebrate you because it is your winning season. Back over to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that beautiful word. Thank you, Minister Chipman, for that profound word. Shortly after, I want to ask you to come back and give our closing benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over the prayer requests. Lord, please help us to hold on to hope. Sustain us according to your promise. Abraham had a great faith in you. Lord, become the father of many nations, just as you have promised him. Even though he was old, you provided a baby boy for him and his wife, Sarah, as well as you for the Lord. Please fill our longing and our vision for your purpose. We thank you for Minister Tiffany. So we win. We win, Lord. We win. We thank you. We thank you for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing our life with everyone. For everyone. We pray for the prayer requests. We pray for Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Minister Willa's granddaughter, and Baby T. We also pray for Mr. James Flanagan and Martha Hatchett. We pray for the bereaving family this morning, Lord. We pray for the bereaving family, the Broomfield family, the Weatherspoon family, and Minister Jack had lost her aunt, Jenny May. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. Lord, help us to move forward in everything that we do. We win, Lord. We win. Thank you for that profound word. In Jesus' name we pray. And I want to say happy holidays to each and everyone. Well, let me just say to you, to hear this playback, powerful message, share with each and everyone on your Facebook. Please share this message. We need to hear this morning. 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. But we also want to keep reminding everyone about the extravaganza that's going to happen in Las Vegas, March 29th through the 31st. Share with your team. Go to your back office and just share it. The new motivation call is next. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. I repeat, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you again for that powerful message this morning. We close with the benediction. Back to you.
Amen, 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 Minister Cynthia. But there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Jesus' blood has set us free. We're turning loose everything that has kept us connected in the pain of our past. We are gaining courage, favor, and wisdom to move to greater and better things in our future. As we grow, we help each other, we bless others as well. And these things we do, as this is our winning season, and in everything, we win. For greater are you, Lord, who is in us, than he who is in the world. Allow our lights to illuminate brightly, that men will see you in us, and that you and your glory will be seen and manifested here in 2018 and in forevermore. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray, amen and amen, amen. Thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Goodbye for now. Make your day great. Goodbye.